Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that wonderful words of Jesus that you spoke over his disciples. Peace to you. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. So thank you, Lord, that we realize that there's a wonderful sending, Lord, because we come from you. We are your idea, and therefore, you've got wonderful things in store for us, and therefore we've been raised with you, seated with you, so that we can know you and experience you. So thank you. We joined in the Spirit so that our soul can have the emotions and the light of heaven, so that our bodies can reveal the gift, the beautiful gifts and fruit. Thank you. We are your workmanship, created in Christ for good works laid out there for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 18. God raised the Lord from death, and he will also raise us by his power. You know that your bodies are part of the body of Christ. Shall I take part of Christ's body and make it part of the body of a prostitute? Impossible. Or perhaps you don't know that the man who joins his body to a prostitute becomes physically one with her. The scripture says quite plainly, the two will become one body. But he who joins himself to the Lord becomes spiritually one with him.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? We are now joined to the Lord because that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now in us to lead us into the thoughts of God. And the thoughts is relevant to the fruits and the gifts and the purpose that he's got for us in heaven, the heavenly life, the heavenly realities. And this is why we've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of the living God, so as to partake of that wonderful purpose. So it's so important, as we see here, is do not fall into deception, into lies, things that are not made for us, things that are sin. Sin is missing the mark. So we need to stay in tune. And just as Jesus showed us the walk from a baby to a young man to a father, and he's now interceding for us to we know what we need to know, we got to stay in tune so that we can bring forth the wonderful heaven's realities here to earth. Because praise God, the kingdom is here because Jesus is Lord and he's manifesting, he's revealing himself. He comes to give life and life in abundance. So we stay in tune with him so that everything can stay in order and then be brought into order, spirit, soul, and body in this world, because God made it and he made this for purpose and he made it for his godly children of obedience. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.